The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Telephones were so much more dramatic, so full of seriousness and tragedy back when they were big and heavy and came in colors like black, mustard yellow, beige, avocado green, or fire engine red. Looking back now, I see how the phone cord was a source of discipline. You stood there, or you sat there. If you paced, it was back and forth across a very narrow strip of floor. If you doodled, it had to be while balancing the sizable receiver between chin and shoulder. I have a deep, passionate longing for the old heavy desk telephones of my childhood, rotary phones with metal bells. Before there were answering machines, there were phones that rang and rang into infinity. Before call waiting, there was the busy signal, which taught you patience and persistence. Nowadays, phones are about so much more than simple communication. Sometimes I think my phone is a tool for avoiding communication. I turn to it for information, entertainment. It's an antidote to loneliness, yes, but I may not dial a friend until after I've pored over emails and scrolled deep into the news feed. Maybe my screen will light up with a new text, and that's that. My loneliness is cured. Today's poem takes me back to the time when telephones and the distances they allowed us to cross were monumental. It reminds me of all the silence that's been eradicated from our lives by the devices that let us do a great many things: shop, tweet, text, post, while we purport to listen. Telephone of the Wind by Eddie Kim, for Dad and for Derek. There is a phone booth in Otsuchi, Japan, where people go to call the dead. Lovers, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, brothers and sisters lining up, the left behind people, whispering caged secrets into breathless copper wire. Maybe you have never been in a phone booth before today, nor have you ever used a functioning rotary phone. Your fingertip holds an edge and feels sweet resistance. It keeps you upright as it twirls and ratchets back into place with a satisfying whirr. For a second, it all feels normal. Then the pulse of dial tone dictates heartbeat. A lungful of steam billows out. You dial the final number to nowhere. A silent tone. How have you been? What have you been eating? It's cold today. Wear something warm. Do you think of me? I've been thinking a lot about the dead of late, and what I might say to them. Truth is, I don't know. I stand in front of graves with nothing to say, nothing but wind between us. I've seen how it's done on television, in theaters, but words catch. So, wind is what I say, and I hope you will hear. It feels tacky speaking into the wind, but so does saying nothing. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.